This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden traveled to Europe last week, so you can only imagine how rich with Bidenisms it's going to be this week. Whoa! I mean, this guy's got to go speak with people, and most of it's going to be on camera. That's got to scare the living bejesus out of the Democrats. What staff Joe Biden has to travel with? And I'm talking about beyond the norm. We know that the Secret Service, you know, travels and they got to have all the front men go and, you know, heads of states all agree to, you know, increase security, et cetera, et cetera. But when you have a guy, I mean, whoo, the orchestration to get somebody sane around a country, and particularly Europe, multiple countries, it's going to be like having a group of third graders with you, and we're talking about one dude. Welcome, everybody. Amerikanskis. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to tell you, it should scare most Americans when Joe Biden travels. And all I can tell you is hold on to your wallets. Because this guy is a money giveaway machine. He's out there to talk about climate farce. Already spending trillions of dollars. We're going to get to that in a bit, because he said one of the funniest things I've ever heard when it comes to climate change. You got to just wait and hear that. It's insane. You wonder why all over the nation over the weekend, Let's Go Brandon, which of course means, you know what, F Joe Biden, all over the country. And you know what's funny? The media so wants it to go away. They want to ignore it. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't know the reference to Let's Go Brandon. They don't know it. So for those of you who might not know it, and I know you've listened to the program, but let me tell you the backdrop, because I have to explain this to Melissa and to my youngest son. So the guy who won a NASCAR race, his name is Brandon. I don't know his last name because I don't watch NASCAR. But he won a race, and he's being interviewed. And you can hear the chants behind him of F Joe Biden. And the guy's excited, and the reporter is, you know, is a young lady. She's trying to, you know, you can tell she's trying to deflect. So he's all excited. It's a great thing to win the race and all this. And she goes, well, it's obvious, you know, the crowd is excited for you. They're chanting, Let's Go Brandon, when in fact, clearly, they were chanting F Joe Biden. So that became this new thing. Let's go, Brandon. Which, of course, because let's face it, you can say that publicly and people go, oh, that's fine. Which, by the way, kind of points to the whole lexicon in general, doesn't it? Some words you can say, some words you can't say, but you know the meaning. Because let me explain, folks. Let's go, Brandon, means F Joe Biden. A sign was hung from the game, from game two of the World Series. Let's go, Brandon. Now, you can hang that sign, but you can't hang the other thing. So you're seeing hats, you're seeing merch. We even have a couple of merch items for Let's Go, Brandon. I think they need to be more clever. Because, you know, it's happening, but it is funny to see it. So anyway, a lot of people don't know what that's about, but that's what it is. So I'm hoping that somebody in Europe, and in fact, I already know that it is going to happen, it's got Let's Go Brandon everywhere Joe Biden goes. Everywhere he goes. So anyway, this knucklehead, our brain dead moron president, I call him Captain Demento, he's in Europe. It started the trip last week, and as I said, it's probably like traveling with a child, with 14, 15 children, because of all the levels of orchestration you have to do to hide Joe Biden's age. The dude, look, I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden gets out of bed, he's got to have a professional masseuse probably rub his knees and pat his bum bum just to get him out of bed. And then they try to make him look vibrant. He's 78. He looks like death eating a cracker. So he's got all this medical staff. Dr. Jill's got to be there so he's not da-da-da. So he's coherent. And then they gotta time when he meets with whom and who can see it and all this other stuff. And all the while, you know what he's there to do? He's there to give away your money over this nonsense climate farce. But his first stop was going to be with the Pope. And the Vatican abruptly decided not to televise the meeting. And it made me ask why. So I'm going to pose some things for you guys that are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And by the way, feel free to call me and give me your view on what you think it is. But I said this. I said, first of all, the reason why the Pope didn't want it seen is he decided he could not be seen with the devil. So that's number one. Number two, during prep for the meeting, Joe Biden kept referring to the pontiff as the poop, and then giggling uncontrollably. So his staff said, let's just cut. Don't let him go. No. Or maybe Biden insisted that he was the Pope, and he didn't know who the heck Dr. Jill was. Anyway, those are my three choices. I'd love to hear from you guys on why you think the Pope, this secular Pope, this guy who, in my opinion, is the worst Pope ever. Sorry, Catholics, if you're mad at me. But I do believe this. Why they canceled it. And here's what I'm, another thing. What subjects have come up? That both of them are pro-abortion, it appears. The Pope blames climate change. He calls it the biggest existential threat to mankind. I mean, this is a guy that's looking at the debauchery and the craziness going on in the world, and he doesn't say the biggest problem in this world is that we don't have enough people who have a belief in a higher power, who actually or want to be accountable to something bigger than themselves. No, he blames climate change. This is what this guy is telling Catholics all over the world. No wonder people are losing their doggone religion. God, this is a terrible Pope. He looks like that actor, too. Oh, I don't even know the actors. I don't even care what either of their names are. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. The weekend always gives you a lot more information, you know, to stew on. And so I want to talk to you about Build Back Better. You're going to love this one. Laptops. Lap dances in schools. And you've already talked, probably heard about it, but PETA. I have some real good comments about PETA in the bullpen. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We talked earlier about Mexicans getting reparations. Wow. $450,000 a person because you sneaked over into America and you were separated from your kids. Can you imagine what you'd have to pay an American citizen for that? In other words, you commit a crime. You go to prison, you get separated from your kids because you committed a crime, and then you get punished with $450,000 per person involved. I mean, wow. That's where we are. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. As crazy as that sounds, it's being proposed by the White House. Now, let me just tell you, it isn't going to pass. It's not. There will be such a fervor from so many people, including inside the Democratic Party, the Congressional Black Circus, that group of Negroes is going to be upset. Because let me tell you, when they go back to their districts and they don't bring reparations, that's not going to happen. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I hope you give us a call. Keep in touch. We love it. I talk to people. I'm planning a visit to go see a guy who wrote to me. He listens to the show. meeting up with his cigar club. That is assuming I can fly out with all these airlines that are now beginning to feel the crunch. Because despite what they tell you, their unions and the people are going, try to fly without flight attendants and pilots. Try to fly without mechanics, because we aren't getting your poke. United Airlines came out and says, we put a $200 bounty, which is nothing more than a poll tax. Imagine if you were poor, and you work for United Airlines, and you're living paycheck to paycheck, and they say, hey, pay $200, because we don't know how sick you're going to get. And the excuse was, oh, well, we spend $50,000 for every COVID patient that goes in. Okay, well, are you spending that only for the ones who aren't vaccinated, or are you spending that for the ones who are also vaccinated? See, it makes no sense. Leftism never makes sense. So now what's happened? A complete disruption in air travel. Zoom and those guys, all these different telesuites, the ones that let you do video over the internet, they're feasting. I haven't seen their stocks. I haven't played the market in a while. A little cash poor these days. But, we have this going on. I hope I can make it out to visit Bob and team out there. We're planning that. But this is the disruption that leftism causes, the chaos. And they blame, it's you non-vaxxers. You're the ones doing. No, it's not. Let me tell you what non-vaxxers are not doing. At least, for the most part. We're not committing crimes in all major cities in the country. I'm talking about violent crimes. It's not the people like you and me that are out there doing this. It's the people that support the vaxxers who are doing this. It's a crazy world. So crazy. Let me just give you an idea. So now black people want to be Mexicans, illegal Mexicans, not even nationalized U.S. Mexicans. They want to be Mexicans because Mexicans have jumped ahead of black folks to get reparation. Meanwhile, 34% of white kids want to be either American Indian, Latino, or black. Why? So they can get a discount into college or hopefully get accepted to the school of their choices. By the way, I say to those 34% of white kids, don't waste your time. Go to trade school, get mama and daddy to give you that $150K, not directly because you might do some crazy stuff, but to start a business or learn a trade or something else that's going to be practical. I would tell you, learn how to repair automobiles, learn about electricity, learn how to make fire without a fire starter. Learn how to chop wood, learn how to build shelters, learn how to be a prepper. Learn how to grow your own foods. Get your own cattle. And I would tell you, get a piece of land and get way out somewhere. And that way you don't have to worry about these knuckleheads, because the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Wow. It's a strange world. So we've got that. We've got these white kids that have to profess to be something other than themselves. They're Dolezal-ing out there, okay? We've got people resisting this government, and for the right reasons. They're resisting this government because this government, while accusing Donald Trump of being a tyrant, is the most tyrannical government I've ever seen. And what's funny about it is a guy who's got poll numbers so low, he shouldn't be getting anything done. And thankfully, even Congress sees it. Look at the fighting that's going on inside of with the Democrats. Forget the Republicans. The Republicans, and I'm not proud of them by any stretch of the imagination, but at least there's a modicum of sanity over there. Look at these Democrats. We need, for $1.75 trillion, we need this for an infrastructure bill, and then we want a budget of $3.7 trillion, and we want to fund all their pipe dreams, everything under the sun. And you know what? Even their people are going, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. We can't be funding all this mess. This is insane. Now, while that's going on, I just want you to understand, PETA is concerned about names of things in baseball, like the bullpen. Now, I don't know if we'll get to it, but is it really worth? Well, you know what? Let me just tell you what they said. They wanted to change the name of the bullpen to the arm barn. And I said, why don't you just call it the armpit? We should talk more about it because I was curious as to how the word, how the bullpen came to be. And it got me doing a little bit of research because that's how my mind works. But there's various stories. There's like six different theories about it. But let's just go back to reality. What does it matter? Can we not say, well, he's like a bull in the china shop? Or what about it's a dog eat dog world? Or can we reference a squirrel trying to find a, you know, blind squirrel trying to find a nut? What is it that about animals that PETA has to protect, even in theory? It isn't like it's a bullpen and it has actual bulls and we have Spanish matadors sticking, you know, big steaks in them or something and cooking them, grilling them in the parking lot. It's a name, for goodness sakes. But that just goes to show you, even with something so minuscule, the left have to figure out a way to complain. And you know why PETA's doing this? It's very simple, people. PETA is doing this because nobody's talking about them. The United States is not a cruel place to animals. We are the most humane place in the world. If you want to talk about inhumane treatment of animals, go to China. I live there. Go to Venezuela, where they're eating their pets. But PETA's going, oh, could you please look at calling it something better than the bullpen? Maybe the Bulls like it. I tell you what, why are you calling the Chicago Bulls the Chicago Bulls? Or any other team named after an animal? Folks, have I explained leftism thoroughly enough yet? Probably not. So let's wait till we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightWare.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before and
Yeah, it just got canceled out of nowhere.
But when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. USA Radio News. We only have a brief window left in the fight against climate change. That's according to President Biden, who is in Scotland speaking at the International Climate Summit. The president pushing other countries to move toward renewable energies amid a surge in energy costs.
High energy prices only reinforce the urgent need to diversify sources, double down on clean energy development, and adapt promising new clean energy technologies so we can not only we don't remain overly reliant on one source of power.
Critics argue President Biden's energy policies, like canceling construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, contributed to higher prices for gas and oil. The name of the three women who died after their vehicle was struck by a train in South Carolina are being released. The Charleston County coroner saying the victims are from Syracuse, New York, and from North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I saw this thing that came across my desk, or I don't know where it was, on my computer or my phone. But it was brought to my attention, and it said that Kaepernick said that he was a former slave in the NFL. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, my God. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a Babylon Bee article, seriously. And because it was a video, and it isn't that well made. Colin Kaepernick with the big old afro walking past, and we're gonna play it. You have to see it, but because it's like a minute. But he said, "Well, we'll cut it." Did you guys edit? Okay, so it's been edited down because you don't. The rest of it is symbolism. It's, you know, the slave trade of black people, etc. So let's play it, and then we'll discuss it.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, pry, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected, no dignity left intact.
No boundary, no dignity. Welcome back. This dude is about as good as actor as Common. You guys may not know who Common is. He's a black dude, a rapper. And he's got to be one of the worst actors. I don't know how this dude gets roles. But he's in a lot of stuff, but he's horrible. Wow. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. See, that's crazy leftism. I told you guys, these half-black leftists are the worst people on the planet. If there's anything I fault white women for, because it's mostly white women making these little mulatto rabble-rousers, I fault them for going, you know, dating these black men who are militants. And it's funny. Why would a black dude who's militant be dating, you know, these women? Because it's completely, you know, come on. If you're a militant black person, you're supposed to be with a sister. In case you're wondering who started this little epidemic of black oppression, I give you baby black Jesus. The guy who ignored his whiteness while profiteering and exploiting his blackness. Barack Obama. And see, look at him. He married a sister. Yeah, I guarantee you Kaepernick dated more white women than he did black chicks. Now, he's black and Italian, but you get my point. and these other ones. I'm the one of the founders of 1619. The founder of 1619. She's half white. The one of the founders of Black Lives Matter is half white. I talked about this. I told you guys probably the biggest existential threat to mankind is the half black, half white militant black person. Sean King. He's the Rachel Dolezal of the movement. Benjamin Jealous, who used to run the NAACP, was three quarters white. He was really more white than black. Many of members of the Congressional Black Caucus are half black or more white than they are black. This, don't believe me. You go look this stuff up. They go by the one drop rule. If I got one drop of black, I can declare myself black. And to be honest with you, they don't even have to do that. As we know, Elizabeth Warren declared herself an Indian because she heard old wives' tales about it. I heard my family say I was an Indian. With her old pasty white Pillsbury Doughboy sister looking self. Couldn't be black, more black if I added butter. But yeah, she professed to be an Indian, said, and then they do her DNA and she got nothing. She's got nada. People in the deep dark recesses of sub-Saharan Africa are more Indian than Elizabeth Warren. So, Kaepernick is back in the news with this. NFL is a slave. There's no bound. They will test you. They want to make sure their product is all good. And they measure you. And he shows them measuring black people. Well, let me say this. So they have this thing. It's called a combine. And these athletes go to it. And if you do well in the combine, where they time you, they do weightlifting, etc. They do. What is this sport? It's a sport about strength and speed, etc., right? So what is he expecting to do? Let me ask. I guess it's a slave trade when you go to test to, you know, be a truck driver, or you go test to be an attorney when you take the bar. They test you mentally, and they want to see how good you are and everything. And then you pass the bar, and you become a slave to the man. This is insane. Look. Okay, let me just say this. This is why I do not understand the conservative movement. So the Netflix is making this, whatever you call it, production. I don't know whether it's a miniseries or whatever, but they're making this production with Colin Kaepernick on what has to be the most stupid thing you've ever heard. The idea that these young black kids are going into professional sports, and in this case, football, and the owners have a slave mentality. Because let me put it to you this way. Every company owner of every type of thing has a slave mentality, a plantation owner mentality. Every worker who goes in, let me put it to you this way. It's rare. I don't know of anybody that goes into a job, at least not wanting it, and says, well, so what is it you want? And the owner says, well, look, you're going to have to learn how to know how to. What's your experience in baking goods if you're going to apply to a bakery? I've never baked any goods in my life. Have you ever been in the kitchen? Do you cook at home? No, I do not know how to cook anything at home. I was a professional slave in the football arena. Well, I'm sorry, sir. I can't hire you. I need somebody who knows how to cook, who knows their way around a kitchen, who can meet the quota for the things I want to get, who knows how to decorate cakes, etc. You are a racist plantation owner, and I will not work for you. This is stupid. You see, this is why we have gay people suing bakeries and black folks. I mean, by the way, you should look at some of the interviews I've heard about where people come in and like they want to, you know, I don't have any experience. That's why I'm here to get some experience. You let me work. You know, then they don't get the job and mad. It was racist, man. It wasn't racist. You don't know how to weld. They need a welder. Oh, by the way, Kaepernick, if they say to a welder, hey, listen, you got to show me your skills. I want to watch you weld. They say an engineer. I tell you what. Design a circuit for me. I'm telling you what my engineering interview was. Kevin, design a circuit to do blankety blankety blank. Right there. Design it. Okay. You got to design it. You got to put in the ins and outs. You got to say ground. Here's where I'm going to ground. Here's my power source. I got to have a comparative circuit. I need some sort of a logic over here to tell me when to operate. It's very logical. But they want to know. When I was in management consulting, you know what they did? They tested me. They didn't test me physically, but they tested me mentally. I would tell you, I was on the phone with the management team, with the managing director in the office with me, and they said, okay, here's the scenario. They gave me a sales scenario, and I had to solve my way out of it. And using all the elements of the company, I'm going to tell you right now, that little scenario was one of the most fun and challenging things, because they give you a scenario. Your competition's in. They've got this. You know, the C-suite guy really likes this guy. They golf together. Here's what we offer, blah, blah, blah. You have a stronger partnership with the, you know, with our affiliate, you know, because I was an Oracle guy. Don't get mad at me, SAP people. But anyway, they give you this scenario. It's very complicated. And what was funny is they give the same scenario. I didn't know this. They give the same scenario. I answered it, and the managing director said, man, you gave two new twists to that scenario that's never been done by anybody else. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, it was because I was so good at what I do. He went, wow, we never thought about that. But my point is, I had to interview for that. But I told you guys the other day, but this has probably been a few months ago, the level of black oppression has reached royalty with the half-black Meghan Markle. Have black oppression, right? She gets a mini-series, I think it was Escaping the Crown or something like that, where they're trying to get out of being royals. And what did they do? They escape. I'm just saying, even when black folks like Meghan Markle, half black, get to the pinnacle, they still got to complain. I give you Barack Obama, too. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What are they going to call this Kaepernick production? Kneel Down, Fist Up Productions presents Netflix. Wow. So, I was given a real pitch for the Flick Fest because of this Kaepernick thing that's being done on Netflix about the NFL players are apparently slaves, or at least the black ones are. And by the way, in the video, it's only black guys. I'll get to that in just a second. I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Never been a slave. I tell people all the time, I was never stupid enough to be on a Democrat's plantation. I didn't have a mentality that said, you're a loser and you need white people to help you, or you're oppressed and this nation can't do anything for you. And if my attitude were the prevailing attitude of young black people, you would have a whole different America. So for those of you who are out there going, I wonder who we need to support and what we need to do, I'm giving it to you. I'm telling you. You need somebody that goes out and talks to every person they meet and says, don't you dare give me an excuse for failure in this country. If you fail, it's because of you. And here's the thing. Don't worry about failure. Failure is good. You fail more than you win until you start winning. And once you start winning, your failure rate drops so far, you don't even remember what it looks like. 844-551-8255. Kaepernick says, when you go to get into the NFL, they poke and prod at you. You have no dignity. They put you on a slave trading block, and then these white men start to bid. You know what this fool would say? Even if these were black owners, he'd say the same thing. Or would he? Yeah, made you think, didn't I? Well, he's found the spotlight again, and Netflix dares to give him this coverage. And this is why I tell you folks, go to theflickfest.com. See, I wouldn't put this dribble up. I don't want... this is the biggest lie. It is the biggest obvious lie. As big of an obvious lie as Joe Biden won the election. As big of an obvious lie that the Wu flu is going to kill us all and that the vaccines are going to be good for you. That Barack Obama was a good president, that Hillary Clinton is not a cheater, you know, a racketeer, and I could go on. They give you blatant lies. And this is a blatant lie. Unbelievable that we even entertain this thing. Now, I'm a bit fuzzy on my history, but I do occasionally go to Google to look up things. And I don't believe that the slaves volunteered to come to America. In fact, I'm pretty sure, stay with me here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, I'm pretty sure it was other black folks, aka African tribes, who conquered certain other tribes and sold the slaves to various groups around the world. I don't think that the Portuguese and the Dutch and the Americans came to Africa and beat up all the Africans and said, we're going to take y'all over. It wasn't like that. But that's what they want to imply. Because, see, the dirty truth is it was black folks selling other black folks, and that doesn't sell well with the slave narrative. Doesn't sell well in 1619. First slaves got to America in 1619. America built on slavery. Well, what was Africa built on? What did they get in exchange for these slaves? Hey, let me ask you this. A 1619 project, Nicole Hannah-Jones, half white chick. Do you believe that these black folks would have came to America if the Africans hadn't sold them? I don't think Kaepernick's production is going to focus on that little factoid. Well, if we're talking about selling of African slaves, shouldn't we be condemning all the black parents who are allowing their black children to become black athletes and to go into the slave trade of the NFL? It wasn't Kaepernick's idea, though, folks, believe it or not. Jesse Jackson offered this idea when he accused the Cavs owner, this is basketball now, of having a slaveholder's mentality. And here's what TMZ wrote at the time. In a harshly worded statement, Jackson took Gilbert to task for his open letter to Cav fans, which slammed LeBron James' decision to sign with the Miami Heat. Jackson says he speaks as an owner of LeBron James, not the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. His feelings of betrayal personify a slave master mentality. He sees LeBron as a runaway slave. So Jesse Jackson said of LeBron James, who was making $7 million a year, decide he's going to leave the team that gave him his start, that they built around, they built the franchise around LeBron James, and he says, I'm going to be a free agent and go to Miami because I want to win a trophy. And that's fine. That's his prerogative. And Dan Gilbert, the owner who invested in LeBron James, says, you know, he was mad. But he's a slave owner. He couldn't just be an upset franchise owner whose franchise was going to lose about half its value. And let me just say this. Larry Elder decided to talk about this. And here's what he said. Is NBA star LeBron James a victim of racism? Jesse Jackson thinks so. When James decided to leave his hometown team to play elsewhere, the owner of his former team accused James, among other things, of cowardly betrayal. He felt jilted, and his team suddenly lost perhaps half its market value. Maybe before commenting, the owner should have taken a cold shower. Jackson, however, sees racism. The owner's feelings of betrayal personify slave master mentality. He sees LeBron as a runaway slave. The owner, Jackson, implies would have reacted differently had James been white. Which brings up an interesting point for me. Because if black players are slaves, aren't white players slaves as well? I don't think Kaepernick's going to cover that in his special. So, how do you think black people fare in the NFL? Have you looked at their salaries? Have you looked at any of this? Because as you might imagine, I have. And I'll get to it in just a bit. I just want to stop for 1 second and say to folks, this is an America that people really believe. I mean, as crazy as this sounds to us, there are people out there who believe this, who are buying into this nonsense. And when I talk to you about my book, Race Pimping, the multi-trillion-dollar business of liberalism, I want you to understand, we've got a guy, Jesse Jackson, who's made millions of dollars in this business. Colin Kaepernick, who's made millions of dollars as a slave and as a free man. And I'll get to that in just a second as well. We've got a woman who's over the BLM movement who bought three homes worth over $3 million, almost $4 million. And she's an avowed Marxist who complains about the system of capitalism that has made her a multimillionaire for what? What does she produce? She's produced nothing but a slave mentality about people all around this country. Black folks, Black Lives Matter. Do you really believe she thinks that? The 1619 girl, I said it earlier. You think she's ever going to admit that black people sold these black people into slavery? And that the United States wasn't the only country who was involved in slavery? Of course not. You think Kaepernick, who now suddenly, notice how he's transitioned from police oppression to black oppression. Hey, Kaepernick, were there any cops harmed in the making of this nonsense and drivel? What happened to the cops? Wasn't that his big issue at the time? Police brutality? Now, no, it's brutality, man. My whole NFL was brutal. Look at what they did to me. Average annual salary of an NFL player ranges from $2 million, 2.01 if you want to be specific. That team averages for the Miami Dolphins to $4.05 million for the Atlanta Falcons. Not bad for slave wages. Though the Dolphin players, I suggest, talk to their plantation owner because they're getting half of what the other slaves are getting. Now, I suspect the average American has a different view on making $2 million to $4 million a year on average. And by the way, as a freed slave, Kaepernick is worth about $20 million. That's the estimates I saw on him. Had he remained a slave, he would have probably earned by now over $100 million. I don't think Kaepernick's going to cover that in his Netflix special. You want an alternative to Netflix, folks? Go to theflickfest.com and see amazing films and no dribble.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.